Hey, what's up, guys? This is Doja Talk. I'm your host, Al. I'm going to be bringing you some local news, some world news, some weather, weed talk, your favorite strain, some hot music from the local artists. So stay tuned. This is going to be epic. Yo, thanks for listening. That was your boy, Triple X Temptation. Up next is going to be our local news, and following that, we got Big Crit coming through with that Ox Cord. Also, Get the Devils Off of Me. Stay tuned. 28 homicides is the number that set a new record for 1 year in the city of Lexington. 20 of those happened in the last 4 months. Sometimes you wonder, why am I even doing this? Anita Franklin, an advocate for stopping the violence, said. More than 3 years now since her son, Antonio, was caught in the crossfire, Franklin has been advocating for change. I always say one is unacceptable, but 28 is ridiculous. There have been 28 homicides in Lexington this year. That's more than the city has ever seen. In both 1999 and 2001, there were 27 homicides in Lexington. January 14th, Robert Calvin was shot outside a Lexington motorcycle club. It was the first deadly shooting of the year. There have been a number of murders since, with September being the deadliest month. Thursday, Kimberly Dayton was strangled, bringing the city to 27 homicides. That was the same day Anthony Carter was shot. You know, even though it's 28 murders, we have to also include their families. We have to include whoever the perpetrators are and their families. Franklin said these murders impact a whole lot more than just the victims. It impacts communities. Oh yeah, that was your boy Big Crit with Keep the Devils Off of Me. Coming up next is going to be the local weather, plus some local sports and what's going on in the NBA. Stay tuned. Yesterday, the UK Wildcats beat the Tennessee Vols with a little extra help from their quarterback, Steven Johnson, who ran for an 11-yard touchdown. And with 33 seconds, he hit the man, Benny Snell, with a two-point conversion pass. Let's go, UK. It's all about us. We're going to it this year. All right, for the NBA scores, we got Cleveland losing to New Orleans, 123-101. Hey, man, DeMarcus Cousins showed up yesterday. Anthony Davis did, too. Both of them boys from UK, if y'all didn't know. DeMarcus Cousins came through with that triple-double. How y'all going to stop them two big men in the middle? And then you got Anthony Davis playing center and the guard. Oh, my God, that's nuts. The big homie Kyrie Irving brung his team through to beat the Miami Heat 96-90. Oklahoma City beating the Bulls 101-69. Hey, Westbrook got a triple-double on every team that he has played. Yo, that's turn up, man. Turn up, Westbrook. That's what's up, man. Shout out to my boy Paul George making it happen with him, too. That's all we got right now for the NBA news. Stay tuned for your favorite strand. That's my favorite part. Yo, what's up, man? My favorite part of the segment. Which is your favorite strain? Mine's today, Silverback Gorilla. Man, if you're looking for that at relaxed vibe, good day to watch some NFL, sit back, chill. Kids getting on your nerves, fuck it. Hit that Gorilla at Silverback. Yep. It's that shit. We be back. Stay tuned. We got more music coming up. Doja Talk. This gonna be epic. Hey, look, man, I want to thank y'all for tuning in to Doja Talk. This is only the first one. I know I got some work to do, but you see where I'm trying to go at with it. Share it, comment, whatever you're going to do to it, man. We're just trying to kick off something different. They say I got the voice for it. We're going to go with it. Coming back next Sunday, 11 o'clock. Get your lighters up. Sit down. Blast us wherever you're going to blast us at. And let's ride out. Strain of the day, I don't know. Submit it. commented, and that's what it's going to be. Holla at y'all, man.